Hello, this is Amelia Capozza with an extension of the Serial Podcast. This episode will reach out about the effect of secrecy on your mindset and why it seems irrelevant to use against Adnan. A secret is a well-known concept among people. The word itself means something that is supposed to be kept unheard or unseen by others. In other words, a secret is something you or another person doesn't want to be shared. Some people think secrecy and deceit are the same thing, but there's a borderline between the two. Secrecy is keeping something normal yet only you needs to know, while deceit is a way of not showing the truth that someone is looking for. This could be accomplished by either hiding it or twisting it into what you need it to be. Jay's twisting, warped, and absolutely wrongly told story can lead to you to think he is keeping secrets. The story follows the order that evidence is found in, rather than the usual way in which a story would lead to finding more evidence. This shows deceit because he is telling a still twisted and warped version of the story, coding over the truth while still telling a more false version of it. Secrecy will be both detrimental as well as benefiting to the average mind, depending on the purpose of your secret. If it's a secret needed to conceal about something or about you or a friend, it could be detrimental, while a secret about, say, a birthday party or a present, it will be good and benefit both sides. So I decided to interview a couple friends about the effect of secrecy on their lives and how it feels. How does keeping a secret make you feel?
I mean, like, honestly, I guess it'd depend on the secret. If it's something like, oh, I didn't get a super duper high grade on a math test, then it doesn't make me feel that bad. It's just like, oh, I'm not gonna tell you about that. But if it's something like super big, like, oh, someone over there is using drugs, oh gosh, okay, I'm not telling anybody, which never actually happened to me, but that'd be a feeling that I guess would make me kind of sick to my stomach.
Yeah. How does keeping a secret make you feel?
Really anxious, I guess, depending on the secret.
Does keeping a shared secret make it feel any better than keeping it to yourself?
I think it depends on what the secret is. If it's keeping something from your parents, it's okay. Better than dragging someone else into it.
Do you think that Adnan kept a few too many secrets?
I think Adnan kept just as many secrets as a usual teenager.
From some studies done, the effect of sharing a secret can be amazing for both your mindset and your physical health. If you share a secret with someone else, you can feel both relieved in physical and mental ways. Also, you can have changes in overall health thanks to who you share a secret with. Sharing a secret with a more accepting person can lead to a better state of health, both mentally and physically. But the effect of sharing a secret with a less accepting person has the opposite effect. It would even cause cold and flu symptoms, as well as a lower mental health rate. Clearly, keeping some types of secrets can affect your sanity and overall mental health. But the real question here is, would that be enough to lead Adnan to this level of anger and insanity? I really don't think keeping one big secret that many others had healthily lived through, like dating someone behind your family's back, as well as doing a few other things, is enough to become this insane. It is just Adnan being an average teenager. So clearly, I don't think this one big secret Adnan was keeping would really affect his sanity to the point of killing his ex-girlfriend, Hay. There could still be another purpose of him killing Hay, but it definitely wasn't the effect of secrecy. He had even told most of his friends about his relationship, so he had shared it with some accepting people who were close to him. The prosecution had even used the negative effects of secrecy as one of the many irrelevant reasons to convict Adnan with as little information as they had. Potential problems with keeping secrets are that you need a goal to keep a secret. You notice things better when you have a goal for them. This keeps you thinking about the secret, which will make you a nervous and more stressed person. Keeping a secret can make you feel not as authentic, which can also make you slightly more depressed. Even if Adnan's one secret was just one very big secret, nearly to the point of having a double life, he was not the only one living with a secret like that. His friend Saad lived with the same dual personality seeming secret, one half the life of an average teenager, and the other half, the perfect faithful Muslim son. Saad doesn't seem to be in a declining mental or really physical state. This means Adnan should still be in a healthy mental state, just like Saad. Hardly anyone knew about either of their second lives, family included. There were also probably many other Muslim and other religion kids in the world who lived somewhat like this. Everyone who thought that the secrecy in Adnan's life drove him to insanity and to the point of killing his ex is clearly wrong. It's clear that Adnan had supposedly gotten over Hay breaking up with him, but Hay was not done torturing Adnan. She gave him expensive gifts, and she also called and paged him an excessive amount. This would be the thing that would lead any person to insanity, not just the secrecy. It is true that Adnan loved Tay, but the prosecutor's words that she was everything but yet no one knew about her were wrong. Apparently, his parents had caught them at the homecoming dance together. The prosecutors used the fact that he had lost her as a big part of the case against Adnan. They said that being with her had ruined his relationships with everything else that was good in his life. But that was also false. He still had a good relationship with his family, friends, and even happily did his church duties. Everyone keeps a secret or two, or even more. There's no reason that the secret of a relationship should be used against someone for a reason of murder. Clearly, the secret of Adnan's double life would not have driven him over the line of sanity. That would have been thanks to something else going on, if he even did it.